Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. May the force be with you. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Brian Moran. Brian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, but he's been a good friend of mine for even longer than that. He's now very excited to tell you, he's in his second year now as the executive director of sales and development at the Wall Street Journal, especially working on small business issues. And I can't think of anybody that I'd rather have. One of my favorite people at one of my favorite organizations. It doesn't get any better than that. Brian, welcome back.
Jim, thank you for the tremendous introduction. I'm going to hire you.
Well, your mother sent that over, and I just read it.
Be surprised.
Hey, Brian. One of the things that I'm really excited over a year ago when I first found out you were going to join the Wall Street Journal, you know, I got to thinking about all the great things that you'd be able to get the journal involved in with regard to supporting small business owners, the SBA, SCORE, Small Business Development Centers, et cetera, and you've really made that come to pass, and I'm proud of you for that. And I want you to tell the audience what you guys got going on this year.
No, thanks. Well, you know what, we are rededicating our efforts towards helping entrepreneurs, you know, kind of navigate still what are uncharted waters for many of them. So, you know, we have a series of events. We are now starting to get a lot more involved in partner events. You're going to see more from us, you know, from a content development standpoint online. We're even going to renew the competition we did, Small Business, Big Innovation. So, but, you know, it all started with what we call a series of events called How I Built It. Mm-hmm. And this year we're going to renew 6 events around the country. Aflac is a big sponsor of it. And this year we're going to be in San Francisco in March, on March 21st. Washington, D.C. will be at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. on May 22nd. We'll be in Chicago on June 6th. New Orleans will be at the ASBDC conference on September, September 11th. New York City will be at the World Business Forum on October 2nd, and then in Atlanta we wrap things up on November 15th. And I will tell you, we've already secured a very big name for Atlanta, which we're excited about.
Yeah.
And can't give too many details other than to say, at every event that we have, we get, you know, serial entrepreneurs or celebrity entrepreneurs, mm-hmm, who will come and talk about how they built their business. And it's ranged from Mark Cuban was at our New York event last year, Barbara, mm-hmm, Corcoran from the Corcoran Group at Shark, mm-hmm, Tank. We had Rick Alden from Skull Candy. So the talent really runs across all sectors, all industries, all age groups.
And the people who attend can hear about the good, the bad, and the ugly, got them excited about what they were doing, but they'll probably also talk about when they fail too, won't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to tell you, so I attended 4 of the 6 events last year, and we're going to videotape them this year, so
good.
They'll be available online.
All right. I was going to ask you about that. Congratulations. Good for you on doing that.
Yeah, and the information that comes out of this is so fantastic. I mean, you know, to be a part of the group, we usually limit to about 100, 125 people, and we have them at some great venues. Like in San Francisco, we'll be at the Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton. No. 4 Seasons. My bad. Sorry about that. The venues are fantastic. The networking is great. And I will tell you this, Jim. So there's a small price to pay to get in, but the hardest part is actually just getting on the list, because, mm-hmm, it usually fills up. So I'll do something for your listeners, Jim. If they're interested in attending any one of these events, I'll set aside, let's say, 10 tickets for each event.
Out of 125, you're going to give my people 10 tickets?
10 tickets.
Wow.
So anyone who contacts me and says, I heard you on the Jim Blassingame show. I'd like to get, I can give 2 tickets per person, but
wow.
up to 10 at each of, so San Francisco, D.C., Chicago, New Orleans, New York, or Atlanta. We'll
and,
give
and
them,
the dates, and the dates are on the website?
Yeah, they're going to be, they're going to be on howibuiltit.wsj.com.
We'll follow up. Thank you for that. We'll follow up and do something on our end to remind people about that. So let me see. Thank you for that. Wow. See, folks, it's nice to know famous and powerful people, isn't it? And I, well, they thought I was talking about you. I was talking about me.
Right.
Give us a website, Brian.
howibuiltit.wsj.com.
howibuiltit.wsj for WallStreetJournal.com. And check it out. You'll find the dates there, and you'll have to go there and tell Brian that you want some of those tickets. Don't wait on me. Go ahead and ask him for them right now. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.